United States.
Infrastructure. Death by a thousand slides. California's Highway 1 is showing the limits of mankind's ingenuity.
Bob Van Wagenen is cruising 2,000 feet above the rocky shoreline of California's central coast at 180 miles per hour. The fog retreats westward from the cliffs and settles over the Pacific, allowing his four-seat Cessna Skylane a clear view of the bluffs below. He trades his aviator shades for spectacles to better read his instruments and to look for blue whales in the azure waters. Two things stand out: the drama of the mountains meeting the sea and the two-lane highway between them. "It's terribly remote down here," he says into his headset, the plane whirring in the background. "This is Highway 1 in all its glory." Highway 1 is the westernmost road in California. Only a guardrail and a steady hand prevent drivers from careening into the ocean. Construction began in 1919, but the 656-mile, that's 1,060-kilometre route, which begins south of Los Angeles and ends up in tiny Leggett, where redwood trees outnumber people, wasn't finished until 1937. Built with prison labour, at least 70,000 pounds of dynamite, and financing from Franklin Roosevelt's Public Works Administration, it was one of many engineering marvels erected during the Depression. Lately, however, the highway hasn't been traversable from beginning to end. Since January 2023, a Highway 1 road trip must be done in two pieces. Tourists can cruise north along Orange County's beaches, where the road emerges from a tangle of highways resembling spaghetti. It swerves inland in Los Angeles before jutting back towards the coast. Up near San Simeon, road trippers can smell the elephant seals before they come into view. The seals burp and bark and squirm in piles on the sand, mere feet from Highway 1. Slightly farther north, the signs begin, "Slide area, road ahead closed." The scenery is different at the other end. After traversing Leggett's forests and the North Coast's craggy beaches, Highway 1 streaks across San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge. Sea otters play in the estuaries around the highway in Moss Landing. Humpback whales swim unseen in the submarine canyon offshore. South of Monterey, the signs resume: "Rock slide ahead." Big Sur, a rugged 70-mile stretch of the coast over which Mr. Van Wagenen is flying, is the highway's missing middle. Fierce winter storms in the past 2 years pummeled the Santa Lucia Mountains, loosening mounds of sediment which buried and broke the road in four places. Highway 1 is the only artery that connects Big Sur to the rest of California, and it was clogged. Fog crawls up Big Sur's western slopes, which are green in the winter months and gold in the summer. The redwoods cast long shadows above the poison oak. Without a reliable phone signal, locals navigate by waypoints. They speak about the land as a place eternal. "This is the California that men dreamed of years ago," wrote Henry Miller, one of many writers and artists who sought solace in Big Sur. From the air, it looks untouched but for the highway. It's like a giant has come down this coast with a huge sword and just cut the landscape, says Magnus Toren, who runs the Henry Miller Memorial Library. The highway has always been unstable because of the region's geology. For more than 100 million years, the ocean's crust plunged beneath the land that would become California. Bits of the sea floor were scraped up as if by a snowplow. "There's a whole pile of junk at the front edge of the continent," explains Tanya Atwater, a geophysicist. "Then, about 25 million years ago, the collision of two tectonic plates pushed that junk skyward to form the Santa Lucia Range. The mountains are crumbly and inconsistent, some material weaker than the rock right beside it. Because the mountains are relatively young, they're still growing, but they're also eroding, and Mr. Van Wagenen's flights help track that. When he hits a button, a camera starts clicking, taking one picture every second. Scientists at the US Geological Survey stitch them into one image to compare the coast over time and catch landslides before they have catastrophic consequences. They can spot slow-moving ones. But the irregularity of the rock makes forecasting future debris flows impossible. Some of Big Sur's 1,500 inhabitants welcome a break from tourists. But the respite comes with big problems. First responders can't get to residents in an emergency. Children must hike to their school bus. Helicopters drop food. Hotels and restaurants suffer. The state also loses. Visit California, its tourism agency, reckons that a 2017 slide deprived the state of at least $581 million in tourism revenues and taxes. Climate change will make things worse. As the oceans warm, more moisture is carried in the atmosphere, which can create stronger atmospheric rivers. These conveyor belts for water in the sky now carry up to half of California's average annual rainfall. A recent paper from a trio of researchers at the University of California in Los Angeles, UCLA, suggests that the most extreme atmospheric rivers may bring 25% more precipitation in future. When these filaments move east across the Pacific, the first landmass they hit are the coastal mountains, like those above Highway 1. Climate change is also increasing the intensity and range of fires across California. Wildfires, followed by more intense rainfall, increase the risk of landslides. Flames can incinerate vegetation, destabilizing soil and rock. When plants burn in extremely hot fires, a waxy, water-repellent substance can form on the soil. It's almost like putting a plastic tarp down on the ground in terms of letting all of that water run off, explains Daniel Swain, a climate scientist at UCLA. The state's transport agency, Caltrans, reckons the highway will open in full this year. But there's no plan to alter the road to avoid problems recurring. Some propose grand solutions, tunnel through the mountains, or move the highway inland. John Laird, a state senator for Big Sur, is dismissive. I get asked, why don't you just reroute the highway? He says with some exasperation. Sorry, have you been there? Have you seen it? When you have that situation, there is no rerouting. Locals believe that the highway is too precious to fail. They're probably right, but the price is high. Caltrans estimates that the four landslides of 2023 to 24 alone will cost $128 million to fix. California is rich, but not exactly flush with cash. For the past 2 years, the governor, Gavin Newsom, has slashed spending on climate initiatives to plug a budget deficit. There are only whispers about the other option, managed retreat. Big Sur will not be swallowed by the Pacific, but repeatedly being cut off from civilization threatens the health and livelihoods of locals. Not fixing the road is relegating those folks to not living there anymore, says Mr. Swain. Sitting in the corner of his library with his cat, Jack Kerouac, mewing at his feet, Mr. Toran ponders the wisdom of development in Big Sur and its uncertain future. The highway brought us into this landscape, he says, with gratitude and remorse. But if I were to deeply consider what would be best, then we should all just leave Big Sur to be wild.